FC United will have to wait to learn their playoff fate this week from the FA, despite beating Northwich Victoria 4-1 on Saturday afternoon at Gig Lane with goals from Jake Cottrell, Stephen Johnson and two for Matty Wolfenden. Nearest rivals Hednesford scraped into the playoff places with a 0-0 draw against Worksop. In order to make the playoffs, the Reds needed the Pitmen to lose, but the Midlands outfit did just enough to cling on and guarantee they will have a shot at promotion. United must now wait to see whether the FA will reject second place Northwich's appeal against expulsion from the league for breaching rules. If so, the Reds may sneak into the playoffs at the Vic's expense. Knowing their fate was out of their own hands only seemed to relieve any pressure on the Reds as they turned in one of the performances of the season with such a good result against the second-placed Vics. The visitors had started brightly looking to get forward early on, but balls across the box did little to trouble James Spencer in the United goal. And before too long, United found themselves right in the game after Nicky Platt's effort went just over the bar. From that point on, United pushed on, and after 25 minutes, a Mike Norton ball across the box from the right was fired into the roof of the net by Jake Cottrell to give United the lead they deserved.
Jacobs has made a decent run there, the chip ball, chip there.
Go on.
Drills the ball across.
Yes!
Goal!
Cottrell!
Can you believe it?
Get in there!
It's taken him 62 games!
Yeah,
Jake Cottrell, from 5 yards out, has absolutely leathered the ball into the back of the net. And FC United, on 25 minutes, take the lead.
United kept the pressure coming and doubled their lead just 10 minutes later as Stephen Johnson rose well in the box to head home across from the left to put United in a wonderful position coming into the break.
Carlos Roca plays it through there for Neville, that chips it across. Comes out Johnson now, surely.
Yes!
FC United into a 2-0 lead. But Johnson's first, Stephen Johnson, with his first goal for FC United.
Within minutes of the restart, United were three up. Some good work on the right by Carlos Roca saw a ball to the far post fired towards goal by Lee Neville. An excellent goal line clearance saw Neville denied, but Matty Wolfenden poked the ball towards goal and a mix-up between goalkeeper and defence saw Wolfenden get a second bite at the apple and just squeeze the ball home.
Roca with an outswing. Ooh, and Platt, Neville, the ball's bobbling around, it's there,
it's been stamped
over, it's got in, it's 3-0.
The keeper parried that twice on the line.
And, in the end, I think it's pretty much an own goal from Dom Collins. A couple of shots parried by the keeper, he couldn't hold it, ball bobbled around, came to Collins on the line, he couldn't control it, the ball obviously crossed the line. And FC United now into a 3-0 lead.
On the hour mark, Matty Wolfenden made it 4. After two Vic's defenders failed to deal with Carlos Roca on the left, his effort was poured away by Hinchcliffe. Norton got to the rebound but found the bar before Wolfenden completed the move with another simple goal from only a few yards out.
Roca into the penalty area beautifully. Slid across.
Oh, it's
gone loose again.
It's the bar. Get him.
Wolfenden. Well, FC United. Well, really doing their job now.
Just saying, just before that, we could be here. FC United crowd saying, works up, yeah. Give us a goal.
Yeah, they do.
The goal was Wolfenden's 20th of the season, a tally only beaten by League Player of the Year Steve Foster of Chorley. Northwich grabbed a consolation goal late on through substitute Michael Clark, but United were simply wonderful on this afternoon, and should it be their last game of the season, they signed off on a truly high note.